something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
You guys seen the news lately?
Can't get enough.
Yeah, sure.
At least the news that I made up in my head.
Oh, then no.
Because I didn't watch that channel.
There's a larger than life caterpillar infestation, and it's coming directly our way. So it's not cute. It's scary.
So I call
everyone who lives in a 15-mile radius to warn them and let them know the city is taking care of it in their typical city way. By making everything worse.
Oh, that makes sense.
We've got it under control in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Peter.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Peter. I work at the city of My name's Max Girth.
Oh, yeah. Is everything okay? Did I pay my bill?
Bills are all up to date as far as I know. I'm the city arborist.
Okay, good. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the guy who deals with trees.
You deal with trees?
Right, exactly. So I'm reaching out to everyone in your neighborhood today regarding the upcoming caterpillar season.
Okay.
You're familiar?
I mean, I have to be honest. I'm not completely up to date on the caterpillar situation. I know we have
really?
A few.
Okay, it's all over the news right now. This year's supposed to be the worst season for caterpillar infestation.
Oh. Okay.
And your area in particular where you live is going to be a hotbed for those furry little f***s.
Whoa, language.
I'm sorry, but it's warranted. You do not want to mess with those little pieces of s***. They'll eat your whole house down.
Oh.
Right to the studs.
Wow. I guess I didn't understand the severity of this. So you're saying it's a big deal.
Huge, huge deal.
Okay.
So the city's trying to be more proactive about the whole thing. We're going to be in your neighborhood on, on Thursday. To cut down most of your trees.
Oh.
Wait, what?
The only way to deal with these putrid little bastards is to knock their homes down before they show up.
Oh.
You're not going to cut down my trees. It's my property. You can't just come and cut down my trees.
Okay. I mean, I guess technically you're right. I'll probably have one of my guys do it, so it won't be me per se.
No.
But the trees are going down.
You're not listening to me. You're not cutting down my trees. My family loves my trees. We have a swing hanging from one of my trees. My kids love my trees. I love my trees. You're not cutting them down.
Listen, you know what? The city 20 minutes up north from you, they had the same issue with caterpillars back in 2015. And you know what happened? You know how many people still live there?
I don't have the population chart in front of me,
okay,
but
I mean, it is still a lot, technically more than before, but it was pretty bad.
Wait.
They weren't happy about it.
I'm confused.
Exactly. That's why I'm in charge. I'm going to make the decisions. All right. Do you trust me?
I do not.
Do you trust the city?
At the moment, not really.
Because we've made great choices in the past.
Remember
the traffic roundabout that we put in?
The one that took 2 years and blocked up traffic.
I mean, okay. Did it take a long time? Was it $2 million over budget? Sure. But it's cool now. Have you seen the fountain?
Yeah. I mean, what does the fountain in the middle of the roundabout have to do with caterpillars in my trees? And
it's proof that the city makes good decisions. Now, my question is...
I highly doubt that.
Well, start coming around. I want to know, when is it best for us to deliver the cardboard trees?
Like fake trees? Are you kidding me?
Now, we're going to make big cardboard cutouts so those little s*** think they can nest.
So wait, you're telling me that we are in the midst of an encroaching caterpillar invasion?
Right.
You need to take my trees down, and you're going to put up faux fake cardboard trees?
Yeah. The only way to beat the caterpillars is to punk them.
Wait, what? To punk what?
They're going
to
climb up to the very top, and then boom! Whole thing falls down. Catterpunked.
Did you just say catterpunked?
I did.
Really?
Caterpillars are very responsive to slapstick humor.
That's just a weird thing for an arborist to say.
Is it a weird thing for a radio host to say who's doing a prank phone call?
Well, I don't know. I've never had a radio host call me and do a prank
call. You have had a radio host call you right now because my name is Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. This is a phone tap, dude.
What?
It's a joke.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, dude, your sister Savannah set you up. She knew how upset you'd get if the city said they were going to mess with your trees, so she told us to mess with you.
Are you allowed to say those foul words on the radio now?
What do you mean foul words? Those are sentence enhancers.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.